In Germany, Chancellor Gerhard Schröder faces enormous challenges following yesterday's narrow re-election of his coalition of Social Democrats and Greens. Schröder's strong campaign rhetoric against military action in Iraq has left the White House steaming. And on the home front, economists say painful austerity measures are in order. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
From this day forward, Gerhard Schröder's job becomes much, much harder. Unemployment is among the highest in Europe here, Germany's growth rate the slowest. The opposition conservatives are pledging to undermine Schröder's weakened coalition. The White House, meanwhile, is fuming about the chancellor's election campaign they regard it as anti-American. From Trenton, New Jersey to Warsaw today, Bush administration officials offered little praise for the German leader. A White House official told reporters traveling with the president that, quote, Schröder and his government have a lot of work to repair the damage that he did by his excesses during the campaign. In Warsaw, where NATO defense ministers will begin 2 days of meetings tomorrow, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he would not meet with his German counterpart, Peter Strzok. Instead, Rumsfeld offered this observation of the German election.
I would have to say that the way it was conducted was notably unhelpful, and as the White House indicated, has had the effect of poisoning a relationship.
One of Schröder's first attempts to repair that relationship was to accept the resignation of his justice minister, Hertha Däubler-Gmelin, earlier today. Ms. Däubler-Gmelin has sent me a letter, Schröder said. She says she will not be available to serve in the next cabinet. Just days before the vote, Däubler-Gmelin was quoted comparing President Bush's Iraq policy to diversionary tactics used by Adolf Hitler. The justice minister said she was misquoted. Still, the White House slammed the reported remarks. According to the German press, Schröder will also try to regain the Bush administration's favor by offering to deploy more German peacekeepers to Afghanistan. Jeffrey Gedman, the director of the Aspen Institute in Berlin, says the German leader has his work cut out for him.
He has opened up some wounds. Americans have always had a considerable reservoir of sympathy and affection toward Germany, and now people are standing up and saying, gee, it's not just that they closed the door on Iraq. They slammed the door contemptuously, really, seeming to relish it, and that sticks with people.
Here in Germany, Schröder's coalition must now deal with the narrowest parliamentary majority in two decades. With just a 9-seat margin, Schröder will have a hard time creating a more flexible labor market. Economists argue that unless Schröder cuts Social Security and welfare benefits, Germany's economy will continue to stagnate. But it's not likely he'll receive help from the opposition. The leader of the opposition, Edmund Stoiber, has predicted the conservatives will oust the weakened ruling coalition by the end of the year. It will be amusing to watch how this small governing majority will deal with the huge number of problems it faces, Stoiber said today. Stoiber faces problems of his own, though. The Bavarian governor's future leadership role of the conservatives is likely to be challenged by party rivals. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.